Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm 15. I'm 11 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. Except Fatia can't stay very long, so we're going to have Fatia share what she wanted to share first before she has to leave for the day. And then our radio listeners get to hear from me the rest of the show. How exciting. So what did you want to share today, Fatia?
I wanted to share a poem called Sadness and Happiness. Mm-hmm. It is not possible to express the most precious insights, to see all that craves to be seen, to visit even the closest neighbors in the universe, to learn all that needs to be learned, to live without dying, and I am sad about it, but I lived, and I am happy about that. And that is by Dijon. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, though.
How do you spell it?
D-E-J-A-N. And then his last name is S-T-O-J-A-N-O-V-I-C.
I'll have to look that poet up to see who they are, what else they've written. What drew you to that poem?
Well, it's because, like, I feel like a little sad and a little bit happy today. Because I have, like, two tests coming up, one on Thursday and then one on Friday. And then I'm happy because as soon as it's Christmas, we get, like, a two-week break.
Thinking ahead already, that break. That's a long break.
Mm-hmm.
Is it always that long?
It's, like, the 23rd to the to January 1st. It's like a long break.
Yeah, it is long.
I think it's, like, I like to count Saturday and Sundays too, so I think it's like one entire week and then a little bit of the other
next
week.
One. Yeah, that's nice. One of the perks of being in school is those breaks. I feel like the weather this week has made it feel more like the holiday season with the snow that we've had. I think a lot of people can probably relate to the like range of emotions one can experience in a given moment or day, or whether sadness, happiness, or in between. Sometimes you can be looking forward to something but also feeling sad about something being ending or in the past. Well, thank you for sharing that poem. It was very nice. Before you go for today, is there anything else you wanted to share? Is there anything you've been reading in school or anything else in life?
I feel like this is like not from a, I feel like this is from a book, but like, it's called Boys' Tales of Childhood. And I'm not sure if it's like a chapter of a book or like the title of a book, but I really love that book or chapter. It's like one of my favorites.
What's it about?
It's like about like them pranking a teacher named Mrs. Pratchett, and then like Mrs. Pratchett, like she finds out, and then she like makes them all line up in one spot, and then soon she finds the five boys who did it. It's like mostly about pranking her because of her, because that she's so mean.
Oh, so is the moral of the story that you shouldn't prank, or is it that pranking's great when someone's mean?
It's like the moral story, I feel like it's like I feel like if someone's mean to you, you should like not get revenge back or something like that. I'm not completely sure.
Yeah. Sometimes pranks can be fun, but sometimes they're not fun. Depends on both the spirit in which they're intended and carried out, and then also how, obviously how they're received by the other person. So people can have good intentions with their prank and it not be received well, and vice versa. They can have bad intentions and could be received any number of ways. That sounds like an interesting story. Well, thanks for sharing. I'm sorry you have to leave, but I hope you have a good week.
You too, bye.
Bye. All right, so it's my turn to share what I've been reading. And I can't believe it's December. November flew by, but November is Native American Heritage Month, and I always try to read some books by Indigenous authors during that month. And I've already talked about a few on the show, but one I haven't talked about yet was a book by Christine Day, who belongs to the Upper Skagit Indigenous tribe in the Pacific Northwest and is an author of books for young readers. I read and discussed on the radio her most recent release, We Still Belong, earlier this year. And this past month, I finally read her acclaimed debut novel, which is based on her own family's history and also incorporates references to real Indigenous history in North America. So her debut novel, I Can Make This Promise, was a best book of the year from NPR. It was a Charlotte Huck Award honor book and an American Indian Youth Literature Award honor book. It's a middle grade coming of age novel. It's about family, belonging, and identity. It tells the story of a young woman named Edie Green, who's a 12-year-old who lives in Seattle with her parents, just as Christine Day grew up in Seattle. And it's set over the course of a week in July when she discovers the truth about her Indigenous heritage and some of her family history. And so she's out at the Tulalip Reservation with her family to set off fireworks around the 4th of July. And she meets a stray dog, wants to help him find his family, but her parents stop her. And then the next day, she and her two best friends meet up to discuss a short film that they're planning to make together. And Edie suggests creating an animated film about the stray dog. One of her friends has some pushback around that. They eventually get sidetracked and want to make some popsicles because it's summer. They go up to the attic, and there the friends find a box full of photographs and letters that Edie has never seen before. And the photographs are of a woman who looks exactly like Edie, and the letters are signed Love Edith. So Edie is shocked to learn that she apparently has a family member who shares her name, who she's known nothing about. She knows her mother is Indigenous and that she was adopted by a white family as a baby, but she doesn't know anything else about her family history. So after her friends leave, Edie asks her parents where they got the idea for her name, hoping that they'll explain something about this Edith character. But they just claim that Edith is a classic name. And so Edie is confused on why they're lying, and decides not to tell them about the box because she doesn't trust that they won't just keep lying to her. So then what follows is a story of Edie's continued exploration of the letters in the box and search for information about who Edith is, while also navigating a challenging and changing friendship and this group video making project. It's a really strong debut, covers a lot in a fairly short novel. It's just under 300 pages. Really strong debut, and I'm glad I finally read it. I highly suggest this one, as well as her latest middle grade novel, We Still Belong. Her second novel, The Sea in Winter, I haven't read yet, but was also acclaimed. It was a top 10 Indie Kids Next List selection, a finalist for the Pacific Northwest Book Award, and an American Indian Youth Literature Award honor book as well. So I definitely have that one on my radar to read sometime soon. She also wrote a book in the She Persisted series, which are sort of early chapter book, biographies about different women in history. And she wrote one about Maria Tolchief, who was America's first prima ballerina and a member of the Osage tribe. So I'm interested in reading that as well. I've read a picture book biography about Maria Tolchief, and I've learned a little bit about her over the years, but I haven't read a longer, more in-depth story about her. But anyways, I guess that's my book suggestion of the week, as well as my author suggestion of the week. So hope some listeners out there will check out books by Christine Day. I think this book, I Can Make This Promise, is a great place to start. And a reminder, of course, that while it's great to read books from various cultures during these commemorative months, you should certainly read books by Native American authors all throughout the year, not just during November. And the same for Black History Month, Latinx Heritage Month, and so on. There's plenty of books out there to read and enjoy throughout the year. You don't have to always read them in one month, but it is a good excuse to get some books checked off your to-read list and experience some interesting books and celebrate those cultures and authors from those cultures. But anyways, now that we're into December and the year is going to be wrapping up soon, I think in the next episode of Bound by Books, I'll probably be starting to look back at some of my favorite books from the year. I had set myself a reading goal of 800 books, which is a lot of books, but it does include a lot of picture books. I love picture books. I read a ton of them every year. And I'm one book away from reaching that goal, so I think I'm gonna make it. But yeah, I'm curious. It's always interesting to look back over the year. And sometimes you look at what you read back at the beginning of the year and it feels like ages ago. So it'll be interesting to look back at my reading list from the year and see which ones have like stayed in my heart, in my mind over the year. So I'll be excited to share some of those. I also feel like in December, I sometimes feel some pressure to like read some of the books that have been on my reading list all year that I've been excited about all year and just haven't made it to. So we'll see if I can get a few more in before the year is done. And perhaps I'll share those too. But on that note, I'm going to say goodbye for today. We have a little bit of a shorter show today because Fatia couldn't stay with us, but hope to have Fatia and Jada and me all together again next week to share some more books. And I hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And yeah, we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
don't know what I'm supposed to be. I'm stuck. Does it get easier?
We'll be right back. চাই ভুলে যাব তত চাই কাছে থাকো বলো না বিদায়। আমি লিখে রাখি নম্বর 1 2 3 3 2 3 4 2 3
I'm not afraid to die.